cool. Okay, returning to our aromatics. So benzene is the one that we need to be familiar with because it's carcinogenic, but not all molecules that are aromatic are carcinogenic. If we make an alcohol of benzene, we get phenol. If we join the aromatic systems together, then we get polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. The simplest of these then is naphthalene. The phenanthrene that we saw a moment ago, that's a polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon. So mothballs then have got that characteristic odour, not because the molecule sort of got a low melting point or anything like that. It's actually subliming at room temperature. Okay, so think back to your phase equilibria. Subliming was then going from the solid directly to the gas phase. Well, the characteristics of naphthalene is that's what it will do under atmospheric pressure conditions. That's why your naphthalene vanishes in your mothball, it's actually going into the gas phase. Now, if you check the MSDS sheet for naphthalene, you'll see why I freak every time the biologists upstairs open up their, all their cabinets of insects and stuff like that. And, you know, there's like thousands of ppm naphthalene vapour inside their little laboratory area that they're working on. Because all of these things here are related, and they're related to this class of molecule. Now, this one here is a well-known carcinogen and mutagen. It fits inside the structure of DNA very well. You remember, what's the structure of DNA? A double helix, you guys. Yep. Anti-parallel double helix. Yep. Now, there's nucleotides, They're planar, there are bases that are hydrogen bonding holding these things together, and they're stacked one on top of the other. Now, inside that planar layer, you can stick aromatic molecules that will actually interact with the bases, and that's the problem with things like these, is all of these guys here potentially then can get involved in DNA. So that's why it's a mutagen, which means it interacts with DNA, it produces inheritable traits, and then in the case of a carcinogen, is that inheritable trait and generates a cancerous growth. Now, when you burn your steak really well, you get that nice black sort of crunchy sort of crispy bit on the outside, that's where you'll find your benzo alpha pyrene. But I always burn mine very black, because in small dose, nothing's a problem. Okay. It's a big dose. Okay. Not the inside, it shouldn't be black on the inside. Talk about the stuff that's right on the outside.